I thought Pete was going to get up rushing up here to speak tonight, so I thought I'm saved by grace, but I guess not when it comes to speaking this morning. Our Lord's Supper this morning was rather unique. First time I've seen a mouse run around across the floor and people jump up and a little bit of squealing here and there. Reminds me of a time in the Philippines when we were having a Lord's Supper about 400 kilometers, what's that, about 260 miles north of Manila, up in a provincial area, and we were having it outside. And it happened after the funeral of the first believer in the village. We were sitting outside having Lord's Supper, and my sister, who was quite dainty and refined, she's sitting there with us. And while we're having the Lord's Supper, a rooster flies from the tree and lands right on the table. So that was the start of the excitement. Then a little while later, we had an old native pig come waddling through between us as we sat there and remembered the Lord. A little different from this morning, but brought back memories. This morning, I'd like to continue my S series. Thanks to Doug for "The Lord is My Shepherd." This morning, I thought somebody had whispered in Gary's ear that what my subject was going to be. Because the song that we sung, the first one, we love to sing of the Lord who died and his wondrous love proclaim. We love to sing and to proclaim. The Lord is my song. We don't actually find, at least I don't think we can find, a specific reference to the Lord being our song. But there are a number of songs mentioned in Scripture. A survey has been done, and somebody said that there are 185 songs, give or take. Most of them are found in the Psalms, but there are many other songs that were sung. And when you think of it, Christianity probably does more singing than any other in the world. I have heard it said that it's only the Christians that sing, but I was thinking about it, and there are some who chant, and the Jews, I would presume they do some singing. Never been to Jerusalem, have not been to Israel, so I don't know for sure. But for us as believers, singing is part of our worship, our remembrance, our praise, our thanksgiving. Turn with me, please, to Psalm 98. Psalm 98, verse 1. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained the victory for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his loving kindness and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth and sing for joy and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Shout joyfully before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that it contains, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the earth with righteousness and the peoples with equity. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word. So this morning I would like to look at the some of the songs that are mentioned in Scripture. Briefly look at them. We don't have time to do 185, and what's more, I wouldn't last that long. But before I do that, just ask you to pray for us, for me in particular. On Friday night, our time, I will be doing an interchurch service in the Philippines. It was going to be just for the province of Rizal, in which we live, about 20 assemblies, but it has now been opened up to all the assemblies in the Philippines. So I'd ask your prayer that the message that God has given to me will meet a need, that hearts will be touched and lives changed as a result of the study of God's word. One of the first songs that we read of in Scripture is the song of Moses and Israel as they came before the Lord in Exodus chapter 15. And Moses has declared here that he would sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. We remember the Lord in different aspects, as we were reminded of this morning. And here we were reminded of him as his mighty arm, the victory, and his right hand and his holy arm have gained the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. Moses, when addressing the children of Israel, gave emphasis to the fact that the Lord is highly exalted. And yet, we can come into his presence with singing and with praise. He goes on to say in verse 2 of chapter 15, the Lord is my strength, my song, and my salvation. It's a bit of a repeat of the message that it took a couple of weeks ago. Strength, song, salvation. The Lord is the one whom we come to remember and to bring our praise. Go on in the chapter, in verse 2, it says, this is my God, and I will praise him. My Father's God, and I will extol him, because he is highly exalted. David, in his writings, both in Psalms and in 2 Samuel chapter 22, he referred to the Lord as my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my shield, my salvation, my stronghold, my refuge, my savior. And he sung this song before the Lord. Truly, we have much to remember as we sing our praises to the Lord. Okay, we'll let the sideshow go on for a minute and see if these two gentlemen can. So reference is made by David that this was going to be his song. So many songs sung in church today where the emphasis is not the Lord, but who we are and what we've done and what we're going to do. But if you look carefully at the Psalms that are recorded in Scripture, the emphasis is none other than the Lord himself. A song of praise, song of worship, and mentioning the things that the Lord is going to do for us. In Psalm 18, it says that the song of David, as recorded here, was referred to as the Lord is my strength, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my shield, my salvation. The Lord, again, is the center of his song. Isaiah chapter 12. Isaiah sings to the Lord. And again, he makes reference to the same aspects the same characteristics of our God. God is my salvation, strength, and song. Especially when we come to the Lord's Supper, to remember him, the songs that we should be singing should have reference to our Lord. One of the favorites that they sing at the Lord's Supper just before the offering is, I surrender all. I'm sorry, I can't sing that song. I'd like to be able to say it in all honesty. But they put great emphasis to surrendering all. Maybe they do a better job than I can at doing that. But it's about me. It's about what I'm doing. And many of the songs that we sing, where the Lord should be the emphasis is actually placed on mankind and what mankind is going to do. So we've seen in the Old Testament, there are many other instances of singing recorded. But these key characters, Moses, David, and Isaiah, among others, put much emphasis on the Lord as they sung their praises to him. If we go back a little bit in our Bibles to Psalm 89, the psalmist says, I will sing of the loving kindness of the Lord forever. To all generations I will make known thy faithfulness with my mouth. I have said, loving kindness will be built up forever. In the heavens thou wilt establish thy faithfulness. And it goes on and gives reference to the fact that a remembrance was going to be concerning the loving kindness of our Lord. And we as believers, as we come together to remember him, as we come together to worship and to bring our praise, one of the themes of our praise is the loving kindness of the Lord. The psalmist here would say, I will sing of the loving kindness of the Lord forever. It's not only here. It's not only on this earth in which we live, this little planet that mention was made of earlier this morning, but forever, for all eternity. Once we have come to know him, to experience his goodness to us. King James says, King James translation, not King James, he's a little dead. I will sing of the Lord's great love with my mouth. What is the song that we sing? What is the emphasis of what we communicate with people? I will make known to the generations, to all generations, I will make known thy faithfulness with my mouth. Psalm 104 has a similar reference. Psalm 104, in the first part of verse 33, says, I will sing to the Lord all of my life. It's not hard to sing to the Lord when we are feeling great. It's not hard to sing when everything is going our way. But when we face difficulties, when we face discouragement, face the unknown, do we sing to the Lord? Or do we complain? Do we murmur? Do we express our dissatisfaction with our situation in life? I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. As long as I live, whether I can sing or not, I have a song. A song that God has given to me, a song that I am obliged to sing in spite of my circumstances. To all generations. Now, it's a bit hard to reach young people today. And maybe some of the songs we sing don't convey a message that they can relate to. Maybe the language is old-fashioned, thee and thou. Maybe we have to adapt a little bit as we sing, but the theme is still the same. The loving kindness of the Lord and what his, our thanksgiving for what he has done. Psalm 146 says the same thing. I will sing to them, to my God, as long as I live. I will praise the Lord while I live, in another translation. Psalm 108, I will sing and make music with all my soul. Now, I wish I could do that. I can sing, but nobody wants to hear me sing. I find it easier to sing in the Philippines than I do here. I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I think perhaps maybe we spend too much time singing, but it is a way of expression, expressing our thanks to the Lord. I will make music with all my soul. Psalm 108 says, I will sing praises. I will awaken in the dawn. I will give thanks to thee, O Lord, amongst the peoples. I will sing praises to thee amongst the nations. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory be above all the earth. What a privilege is given to us to be able to sing to the Lord, to our God. He wants to hear us. I will sing praises, sing of thy loving kindness to the Lord, to all generations. As we read earlier in Psalm 89, I will make known thy faithfulness with my mouth. Some people are good at singing, others not so good. But as believers in Christ, we should have a good message, even if the words don't come out in the way we would like to express them. Be exalted. As we sing praises, it's not just for us. It's not for our entertainment. We're exalting the Lord. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Thy glory be above all the earth. Psalm 59, it says that I will sing of thy strength. So we sing a song of worship, of praise, of thanksgiving, a song that contains our appreciation for the loving kindness of the Lord, and also the strength of the Lord our God. And as you look in the New Testament and you read of the life of Christ here on earth, and you read of his strength dealing with people, some who believed, some who didn't believe, some who persecuted, some who praised, our God, our Lord, our Savior. In Psalm 59, it goes on to say, "I will sing. I shall joyfully sing of thy loving kindness in the morning, for thou hast been my stronghold." Let's take a moment and think of these words. I shall joyfully sing of thy loving kindness. Sometimes I think when we're singing our praises, we're sort of at a cemetery, singing the last rites. There's no joy. There's no appreciation for what God has done for us. Lift up your voices in joyful song, because his loving kindness. And the day starts with this song of praise. The psalmist here could say that he was going to sing joyfully the loving kindness in the morning. For thou hast been my stronghold. He's reflecting on the past and looking forward to the future. And he has a joyful song to bring before the Lord. Psalm 96. Good thing we don't have to turn too far. It's not hard to find. Psalm 96. Sing to the Lord, verse 1, a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim good tidings of his salvation from day to day. Tell of his glory amongst the nations, his wonderful deeds among all the people. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in holy attire, tremble before him, all the earth. Say amongst the nations, the Lord reigns. Indeed, the world is firmly established and it will not be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all that it contains. Let the field exult and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy before the Lord. For he is coming, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and his peoples and the people in his faithfulness. Originally, I wasn't going to read the whole psalm. But once you get started, you can't stop. Sing to the Lord a new song. I wonder how many new songs we sing. This challenge is to the whole earth. As we sing, we bless the name of the Lord. We proclaim good tidings of salvation from day to day. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared amongst all gods. Then it goes on and it describes our God. Made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. When I read this, I sort of picture in my mind being of part of the British Empire and thinking of the Queen and the majesty and splendor that goes with her in her royal position. It's nothing compared to that of the Lord. And yet we can come and express our appreciation for what he has done. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. A tribute, a sign, give credit to the Lord, all the families of the earth. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength, glory of his name. This was a rightful expression. It belongs to him. We do it because of who he is. Worship the Lord in holy attire. It's not just anything. We're coming into the presence of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We could change it here probably and hopefully not lose our salvation and say, worship the Lord in holy attitude for who he is, what he has done. Then it goes on and talks about creation. And I try to find some reference to this in a few commentaries that I could find online. And everybody seemed to jump over it. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. What was it said concerning the Lord as he went towards Jerusalem? And the people sang out, Hosanna, praise to the highest King. The disciples are telling them, be quiet, shut up. And the rebuke was, even the stones would sing praises to him. Let the sea roar and all that it contains. I don't know how the fish are going to sing praise. I don't know how they're going to make known the glories of the Lord, the fields exult and all that is in it. But a time is going to come when all of God's creation will bring its praise to him. Why? Because it says here, for the Lord, he is coming. I would take this to mean that it's him coming back to reign on this earth, messianic psalm. But in a sense, it's applicable to us today. For he's coming into the air to take us to be with himself forevermore. O glorious day. We acknowledge that the Lord is coming. Most times I think we do it because we know that's what the scripture says. But is it an expression from our heart that we're looking forward to the coming of the Lord? May it be. Psalm 98 also says, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous things. Israel had no problem in accepting the fact that God created the heavens and the earth. But when it came to daily living, they had their ups and downs. They were like a bunch of yo-yos. There were times when they were on the mountaintops bringing their praise to God. Then they were in the valley of despair, worshiping idols, grumbling, complaining about their situation in life. And they did not realize that for the most part, they reached that area of despair because of their rebellion, their rejection of God's commandments. wondrous things, wonderful things that God has done. And the greatest of all was the giving of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is just not a mere fact of history. This has the relevance in our life. It touches us today. God has provided a way of salvation, a way of entry into his holy presence. Psalm 98, it goes on to say that the Lord has made known his salvation. We cannot save ourselves. Pray for the Philippines right now. There's a big controversy going on amongst the believers. And half of the people on Facebook that are from the assemblies go with one side and half go with the other. And they're saying that in the Old Testament, salvation is the result of God's grace and man's works. I have a problem with that. They look at it in context, take things out of context, and they come up with the wrong conclusion. The Lord has done wonderful things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained the victory over sin. For God, for the Father, the Lord has made known his salvation. We can never earn it. There's nothing you or I can do. We could sing praise all day and all night, 24/7. Still wouldn't bring salvation. It's the act of God and God alone. Psalm 98 verse 4 says, shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. The King James Version, it says, make a joyful noise to the Lord. Sometimes I think it's just noise. It's not joyful. Admittedly, it's hard to be joyful when we're going through difficult circumstances. But in spite of that, we have something to be thankful for. This challenge is not only given to believers, not only given to the Lord's people, but it is to all the earth. We are to make a joyful noise, to shout joyfully to the Lord of the earth. Break forth and sing for joy and sing praises. Sing for joy. Much we could say, but this is a challenge for us. Sing his praises for who he is and what he has done. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and with trumpets. It's good to hear the piano this morning. It helps our singing. There are some churches that ban any musical instrument. Maybe they got better singers, song leaders, I don't know. Maybe they're worse. But it would seem here that God is, through his word, endorsing the instruments as we worship him. I know that the argument is, in the New Testament, no musical instrument was mentioned during the church age. But in the future, there's going to be musical instruments. So let's enjoy them now in our assembly in Cainta. We will have maybe four or five musicians even during the Lord's Supper. Radical. Some people's minds may be sinful, but I'll tell you this. They make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And for that, I am thankful. Shout joyfully before the King, the Lord. This is a challenge for us. King James Version. I kind of like this interpretation. Whereas in the NASB that I'm using, it says, shout joyfully before the King, the Lord. King James says, make joyful symphony before the Lord. It's not just noise, it's music. It's music from the heart to the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Then mention is made of creation again, here in Psalm 98, that this creation of the Lord, let the sea roar and all that it contains, let the world and all those who dwell in it. Not going to happen in our day, but it will happen, because this is what the Lord has promised. When the Lord comes back to reign, he will receive the worship and the remembrance that is due to his holy name. Let the rivers clap their hands. I'll try to imagine this, but I can't get the picture. Usually we think of rivers as being quiet and silent, except if you're up in the Rocky Mountains or some of the other mountainous places, you see the water coming down the riverways and it's crashing over rocks and stones and trees and whatever else is in the river. But the challenge here, and recorded several times in scripture, the rivers are going to clap their hands. And the idea is not so much two hands coming together to clap, but it is a praise that is coming forth from God's creation. Let the mountains sing together for joy. When I'm in the mountains, I can sing, especially if nobody's around me. But the mountains themselves are going to sing for joy before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. As we, as believers in the Lord, gather together, let's not just make a noise unto the Lord. Let's make a joyful noise. Sing a new song. Maybe we need to practice some new singing, new songs. I don't know. Maybe it's a challenge for us. Okay, I know what people are thinking. Well, we're going to do that in the future, when we're in the presence of our Lord, when he's reigning on earth. They will sing a new song. Go to Revelation, and you read it there time and time again. And they sang a new song. Worthy is the Lamb to be praised. Might be a good thing for us to try. Here and now, we need to broaden our horizons a little bit as we sing to the Lord. The Lord is my salvation. He is my shepherd. He is my shield. He's my satisfaction and my sustenance. May it be that the Lord is our song. May we go from here this morning rejoicing because of the wondrous works of the Lord Jesus Christ, the wondrous works of our God. We have much to be thankful for. We have much to sing about. as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Many people down through the ages have been drawn to the Lord because of the joyful singing of the saints, the message that is contained in their words. Sometimes I ask myself, as we gather together as believers, what do other people think? Do we really appreciate what God has done for us? Heart to heart. If I was an unbeliever, and don't get me wrong, okay, but I'm just expressing what I feel. If I was an unbeliever and came into the chapel, came to our service Sunday morning, would I want to stay? For us that have been believers for a long time, we're happy in our present situation and what we do, how we do it. Today's generation is different from the last generation, and that is different from the generation before that. We need to offer the world something that will be a blessing to them. Back home in the Philippines, and I'm not saying they're right by any means, but you have to really, really move fast if you want to participate in the Lord's Supper. Okay, we're meditating. That is good. But perhaps we could do our meditation at home. Sorry. Maybe we need to, and I say this respectfully, put a little bit more life in our service for the Lord. I don't want to be judgmental. I don't want to criticize what we're doing. What I want to do is challenge us. So can we improve? Can we do something different? Remembering the Lord in a way that is consistent with Scripture. I look at the saints of the Old Testament. In the coming time, the saints of the New Testament, they sing with a joyful heart to the Lord. And they're all going to do it together. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. May the Lord help us. May he be the center of our song. So I was mentioning the Philippines, probably they spend too much time thinking and not enough time meditating. But they are appreciative of what the Lord has done. And the service is alive. In more ways than one sometimes. Okay. May it be that the Lord is our song, that he is the center of our worship and our praise. There are different ways we can express our worship. Through quiet meditation, we can do that. Through reading of the scriptures, through our prayers, and for Christians, through our singing. Let us make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence this morning, thanking you for your great love to us. We thank you that because of your loving kindness, you have provided a way of salvation for mankind. And it is not through anything that we have done. It is through the strong and mighty work of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we sometimes come up with the wrong ideas. When he allowed mankind to take him and crucify him on the cross. And we ask, as others have asked in years gone by, why didn't he save himself? Why didn't he come down from the cross? Why did he allow mankind to take him, to crucify him on the cross of Calvary? Lord, we are reminded in Scripture that this happened because he willfully allowed it to happen. In face of persecution, suffering, torment, disrespect, he showed strength. And he went to the cross of Calvary on our behalf. Father, you have given us a new song. You've given us a song of praise, a song of hope. Help us to go from here singing of your glory and of your grace. Part us, we ask, with your presence in our lives. Go with us. Encourage us in the things concerning yourself. This we ask, giving you our thanks in your worthy and precious name. Amen.